This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack and I with you as Ike is off today.
Yep.
Don't worry. He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone calm down.
Relax.
Yeah.
How does he even work with those two guys?
Two idiots.
Why can't it just be Ike?
Wow, why can't it be Ike and Hugh in the afternoons?
Yeah, yep. maybe Richie occasionally.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
get
yeah,
that
yeah.
mentioned as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
The whole day of shows we got to put together.
Yeah.
Not just 4 hours.
Yeah. So, Jose Alvarado suspended for 80 games and the postseason for essentially artificial testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
The reason given by Dave Dombrowski was that he was trying to lose weight and he didn't know what he was taking.
Right.
Now, to credit Dombrowski, he did say Alvarado is responsible. Regardless, it's not like he was... I don't think he was taking away Alvarado's responsibility. I think more than anything, he was trying to soften the blow on him a little
bit. Well, and I think that is shown by their statement and how they've talked about it. They're not fighting it. They didn't protest it. They said they're disappointed in Jose. So, you know, it's not like they've been like, this is ridiculous. This is an outrage. It's just testosterone.
Yeah, it's one of two things. Either he was completely irresponsible in what he was taking and didn't find out enough. Again, these guys are tested constantly for these things. So if you're a professional athlete and you're doing anything but drinking coffee, eating food, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're putting into your body, you have to go to the team or go to the union and say, is this okay? So either he didn't do that or that he knew what he was doing and was hoping he would get away with it. And to just say, oh, I was just trying to lose weight, that's a ridiculous excuse. And there are a million ways to lose weight that don't have you test positive for testosterone replacement. So that's the first thing. But the thing that we're talking about is how big a deal the missing Alvarado is. Mm-hmm. Jack doesn't think it's that huge a deal. You want to give your sort of reason why?
Well, yeah, I think that they're pretty well equipped to handle it in the postseason. And I think he's a really good pitcher. Obviously, he was having a great year. And how much of that was aided by what he was taking? Who knows? You know, it's hard to quantify that. But I think that they are well positioned here to be able to assume the blow. And at the trade deadline, whether it's making a big trade, hopefully not trading one of their top five prospects. If Alvarado getting hurt or getting suspended costs them one of those top five, I'm going to be furious because, you know, they might not have had to do it. But I think as they head into the postseason, they have all these starting pitchers. We're not even talking about Painter yet. I mean, they could realistically have 7 starters. And when you get into a postseason series, he did this in 2018 with the Red Sox. They had Chris Sale, they had Nathan Eovaldi, and now Chris Sale was obviously the starter, but sometimes they used him out of the bullpen. He closed out the World Series. I just think that they have such a plethora of arms that when they get into those games, they have options to where they can even star some of these guys. They can make them long men, then get through these games. And I don't think it's a death blow to this season.
215-592-9494. I don't think it's a death blow. I do think it's a bigger deal than you're saying. I think if I look back at the last month and a half of Phillies baseball, I could easily say, first of all, you could very, very easily say the bullpen was the weakest part of their team.
Yeah, even though last 3 weeks, they've really...
They've been
right the ship out there.
They've been better, for sure. But I still think it's probably the weakest point of their team. So you already needed a bullpen arm at the deadline. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, I look back at the last 6 weeks of Phillies baseball, and I say, if there's no Jose Alvarado, how many wins does it cost them? And I think it probably costs them 3 or 4 wins. I think it's fair to say that. And that's an enormous difference. 3 or 4 games in a quarter of a season is an enormous difference. Even if you say it's 2 games, that's 8 games. That's the difference between winning 96 games and 88 games. It's the difference between being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs. And I agree with you that if they took this, if we were 2 weeks away from the postseason, I could say, we're just going to take one of these guys, we're going to put them in the bullpen, and we'll be fine. But we're not. We're 115 games away from the postseason that they're going to have to make before they... And I'm optimistic generally about the Phillies. I think they are a good team. I think they're a better team than they've been being given credit for. And being a half game behind the Mets and the Dodgers for the best record in the National League and on pace for 99 wins, I'm just worried that on pace for 99 wins was with Jose Alvarado, not without Jose Alvarado.
And I just think that it's the easiest trade to also make at the trade deadline. There's always relievers available.
Well, we said that last year.
Yeah, and they got Carlos Estevez.
And he was a disaster.
He wasn't a disaster. He was fine.
He was not as good as what they needed. There were better relievers that got traded at the deadline than Carlos Estevez.
Sure.
And we overpaid for
Carlos
Estevez.
But my point more is about there's always relievers available at the deadline. Like it's a pretty easy trade to make. And I know they sent him down. I know that Max Lazar is up. Everyone get excited about Max Lazar. But watching Mick Abel yesterday... Starting rotation, sure, if you want, but like I saw someone that I think could be a real force multiplier in that bullpen.
But Tyler Phillips threw a complete game
shutout. Tyler Phillips threw 89 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is this happens all the time with young pitchers. Not that Mick Abel can't be good, but when guys get up to the majors and nobody's seen them pitch before and they have a good first few starts, and then when they get on tape and people can study them a little bit, I'm just like... I'm not saying, okay, Mick Abel, he's going to solve our problem.
Well, I don't think he's going to... I'm not going to expect him to go out there and do what he did. But you still saw stuff that popped. Like, Tyler Phillips' stuff never popped. And Mick Abel was a former first-round pick and is still a top-10 prospect. Phillips was a guy that claimed off waivers.
Will you just admit you hated Tyler Phillips the entire time?
Didn't hate. People got ahead of themselves.
215.
Like you and actually Dave Dombrowski, who said that he factored into them not trading for a star to the trade.
Well, that's insane. 215-592-9494. Vince and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Vince?
Oh, my God. You guys have so many topics on the table. I don't know which rabbit hole to go down, but I'm going to stick to what I know. So the guy, Sean, who called back and got into the whole TRT thing.
Yes.
So 99% of I grew up in gym since I was 12 years old, college sports, all that stuff. I'm not going to go down that, but I know what I'm talking about. Everyone says they know what they're talking about, but I'm going to lay out how it's
you're different. Yes.
By the way, yeah, exactly. Everybody's different to their own perspective, of course. But Spike, your answer to him, without even probably knowing anything about pharmacological drugs or enhancements or any of the kind of stuff that's actually going on in sports that they don't talk about, was exactly the right example of like if Embiid hurts his knee. So these guys, so Harvard just did a study and they came out with, I think they did about 1,500 men. And they went around gyms all across the country. And this is just average Joe Blows working at Home Depot. And the study came out that 47% of men over the age of 40 are injecting either testosterone cypionate or testosterone anthionate, which is typical TRT or HRT, into their ass 2 to 3 times a week. And there's just regular guys doing nothing. And so in sports, it doesn't get so many people are ignorant to the fact that these guys are doing all sorts of stuff, not all year round necessarily. They know the test schedules. They know, by the way, there's so many masking agents to beat these tests.
Sure.
Too.
Right.
So what people love to play, they get into this ignorant standpoint of, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. These guys know exactly what they're doing to it. We're talking about algorithms now and sports and analytics. These guys know down to a T, now to the milliliter, to the microgram of what they're putting in their body. And this guy who called in, Sean, who's like, oh, yeah, TRT, It's steroids regardless. If you're holding a syringe of artificial testosterone, whether you claim to need it or not because your baseline's lower, by the way, everyone's baseline is different. That's what makes you an athlete or a non-athlete is your genetics. So like Embiid's joint baseline is terrible. So if he takes HGH to help his joint, his knees, his hips, his feet, whatever, that's still technically breaking the rules.
Yes.
So, by the way, I think steroids should be legal in all sports because it's their bodies. They can do what they want. You know, 1997 to 2003 was the best era of baseball ever. So I'm not necessarily against it. I've never put a drug in my body my entire life. But all these guys taking TRT, it's still steroids. When you're injecting artificial testosterone into your body, whether it's 1 milligram or 1,000 milligrams, it's still steroids. If you're a diabetic and you put insulin in your body, you need it. It's still insulin if someone else is putting it in their body. Because, by the way, that's also a performance enhancer.
Right. I think my point to him overall is that, like, once you start blurring the line about, exactly, well, he needs it or doesn't need it, well, all these, I think too many times people think about performance enhancing drugs to take you, they think about Barry Bonds. Okay, it made him from a 45 home run hitter into a 70 home run hitter. But the big thing is if it is helping you even to recover from injury faster.
So many factors. And by the way, they take Barry Bonds, who's the hyper example of one of the greatest athletes of all time. Not everybody's a responder to steroids like he is. All those mid-level guys who never got out of double. And by the way, to this day, still, I have like 5 friends that are in the minors. They tell me the stories of what actually goes on in those locker rooms because they're all fighting for hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, I mean, billions if you factor in the whole sport. And so the propensity to do it, they have such a thing at stake to set up their entire family. You're not going to think of, like Jose Alvarado, for example. It's not a question of, oh, well, should he do it or not? In his head, if he doesn't do it, he might lose his job. And that's what these people don't get.
He was on the downtrend in his career, yeah.
He's getting older. He's an endomorph genetically anyway, so it's hard for him to keep weight off.
That's what I am.
Testosterone. And so if you take two twins, for example, and say one has like an 800 testosterone and one has a low testosterone, like 200, and everything else is the same about these two twins. If the one shit twin with a 200 testosterone injects TRT in his steroids, testosterone cypionate, into his body just to get up to the baseline that the other twin has, he's still going to perform better because artificial testosterone is different than natural testosterone that's produced by our testes.
Well,
it's a performance enhancer.
Yeah, and the last thing he said, I remember, you remember David Segee, the baseball player. So
yes.
David Segee got in trouble for
the station a bunch of times.
Yeah, and when he got caught taking HGH, but then afterwards, he sort of went on a, not a speaking tour, but he talked a lot about, hey, look, my arthritis in my knee was so bad that I took HGH and it made it better, and players should be able to take it to heal injury. That's an argument you can make if you want to. But the problem is that like again, the thing that you said, you have to figure out everyone needs the same baseline or everyone needs the same rules.
Which no one will ever have because genetics changes your baseline.
Right.
So my testosterone, I actually literally just got blood work about a week and a half ago, and my testosterone came back 800, which is relatively high for, I'm 43, relatively high for a healthy male who's never taken a drug his entire life. I've never even taken a freaking bong hit. And so the most men at my age typically start to go around the 500, 600, and then they get into the 200s, 300s. The doctors tell them, oh, you can go on quote unquote TRT. It's just replacing what you should have been otherwise. Well, you know, 200 years ago when this stuff didn't, well, 300 years ago, it was 200 years ago, it actually did exist. They weren't doing that. They weren't injecting it into their body. You didn't have that advantage. It's still an advantage because here's the bottom line. Your baseline is your baseline. So if you're taking something to increase your baseline, it doesn't matter if it's getting up to someone else's baseline. I mean, how many drugs would we need to get to Michael Jordan's baseline? His baseline is just better. So it's still a performance enhancer for you specifically.
Yes, I agree. I think the people defending him and saying, well, he just used it for weight loss, like it's crazy. I
don't know what they're talking about, and I get it. No one knows the ins and outs of this kind of stuff, but performance enhancers are performance enhancers, and that's it. Like, everyone's baseline is different. I wouldn't call it cheating. That's like Barry Bonds to me is one of my favorite athletes. He's a terrible scumbag, but he's one of the great. I mean, what he did between 2000 and 2004, people don't understand that 5-year span, what he had 7 pitches a month to hit, and he deposited them in the Cove every single time. To do what he did on paper will never be done again, and everyone else in the league was also doing it. So by definition, he wasn't cheating, because everyone else was doing it. He only did it because he saw all these other guys getting, you know, coming up to his level that he knew he had more physical ability at. So even the playing field.
All right, Vince. We appreciate the call, man. Very passionate and informed.
I hate this argument because no one knows what they're talking about. Everyone cheats, so it's not even cheating. They're all doing it.
Yeah, somebody. Thank you for the call, Vince. Somebody tweeted at me like, "Oh, he was taking the GRP-1, like Ozempic or something," but that's not what he tested positive for.
No.
Like he that can make, if you lose weight, your testosterone can go up a little bit naturally. But he didn't test positive for naturally elevated testosterone. That's not what he tested positively for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And by the way, I don't doubt that one of the benefits of him doing this was that he's in better shape. But when you're taking drugs to get in better shape, that's against the rules. And whether you think it should be against the rules or not is not the point. The point is, it is against the rules. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Yeah. Like, it drives me crazy.
Want to talk about the tush push?
Oh, yeah, tush push. So Frankie Louvu, you might remember him for jumping over the Eagles defensive line.
So it was so funny because that's one of the most memorable ref moments of my life.
Yes.
It was. It reminded me so much. I think the first time I ever saw it was Andy's first game back here in 2013, where the ref got on the mic and said, offsides, everyone on the offensive line.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I'd never seen that in football before. The Frankie Louvu thing was amazing.
Well, yeah, because the ref was like, if you do it again, everybody's getting grounded.
It sounded like he was basically doing 5,
yep.
4, yep. 3, yep. 2, yep. 1.
So Frankie Louvu was on with Kyle Brandt. We think this is on Good Morning Football.
Correct.
Talking about the tush push. Here's what he had to say.
On the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, yo, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where – you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
It's rugby. And he's basically complaining that they're too good at it.
Well, also, that Mailata's not on the other side of the formation.
Yeah.
Come on, Frankie.
Yeah, come on.
He sounds like a complainer.
But everybody's a baby. Diana Rossini reported that the Eagles are calling other teams and trying. This is very political, almost. It's like trying to get the votes. They got to get the votes. They're voting tomorrow or Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow now.
Yes.
On whether my prediction, I'm actually going to go slightly against the grain. I think the Eagles are going to get the votes. And I think we're going to get the tush push one more year. And I think when we get the tush push one more year, we are celebrating the tush. But it's like, you know how Kobe had his farewell tour as a player?
Yep.
You know, we're going to get the farewell tour as a tush push. We're going to get it this year. Goodell, make sure he gets rid of it next year. But this year, we are tush pushing over the entire NFL. I want Nick Sirianni to shove it in everybody's faces this one last year that we're going to have it. I think we're going to get it one final year.
If we play, they play the Packers in Lambeau this year? Just do it the entire time.
The entire time.
So, listen, I just want the Eagles to stop. I'm a little annoyed by the, we got to lobby for the play.
Yes.
No.
You should lobby for every play that helps you.
Just move on. Like, it seems so soft. Like, just, it's probably going to get outlawed. I'm not a fan of it. Like, I think it should just be a regular quarterback sneak. I don't think that you should be able to push from behind. I think that's ridiculous.
We all know why you're not a fan of it.
No, it's actually, I've been anti, well, I guess I've been anti-Jalen for a longer time, but like...
You don't like it because Jalen gets touchdowns out of it.
Well, of course, it's ridiculous, but that's not my main reason.
But it helps the Eagles.
I'm a fan of football.
It helps the
but
Eagles.
But I don't think it's legal. So...
Mr. Rulebook in there.
Yeah, it is legal.
Right now, but yeah. They're trying to get rid of it. I just, the Eagles need to stop calling teams lobbying for this because you look weak. You're fine. It's a quarterback
sneak. Weak.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They should be
proud. No. They should be proud that they created a play so unstoppable that it had to get outlawed from the league.
And they should do everything in their power to not have it be outlawed.
They're going to be fine. Just run the normal quarterback sneak. He still squats 600 pounds, and it's going to be fine. You're really fighting this hard.
It's not even fighting hard. It's doing.
They're calling other teams to try to get the play
right,
to stay in.
And they
in.
Should. They should do everything in their power to
let
keep the tush
go.
Push. No, this is sour grapes from you about Jalen Hurts.
It's nothing to do with
Jalen. It has everything to do with Jalen, and it is the slight line of demarcation between me and you on Jalen is that I do not let my Jalen stuff correct. Corrupt. They should be doing everything they can. This team and coaching staff came up with a play that is so good that the other teams are trying to outlaw it. So
yes,
they should not only should they be proud that they came up with it. They should do everything in their power to keep it. And Nick Sirianni, I'll tell you what, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie owe it to Nick Sirianni and owe it to the players to do and owe it to us to do everything in their power to keep the play. They need the windows
closed.
We're
doing all this for a quarterback sneak.
Yes. If windows close so quickly and the difference, we saw it against the Rams, the difference between winning and losing in the NFL can be one play. It can be 1/4 and 1. It could be 1/3 and 1. It could be one play that is the difference between us winning a Super Bowl and not winning a Super Bowl. And if we are in that position, I guarantee you, Jack, if we are in the playoffs next year and the tush push is outlawed and there are some 4th and 1 that we don't get on a sneak that we could have gotten with the tush push, people are like you are going to be insane.
Well, first off, no one is like me on this.
Plenty of people are like you on this.
What, the tush push?
Yes.
Everyone loves the tush push.
Oh, I don't get that sense.
Really?
Maybe it's because I do the show with you and Ike doesn't like the tush push.
Yeah, because
either.
We're football men. It's as simple as that. We respect the game.
Ike is looking at it as a defensive player and wouldn't want to have to stop it and thinks it's unfair.
Because
and
it
you
is.
Don't like Jalen. You are both, like, your opinions on this are slanted in a way that is not normal. A normal Eagles fan looks at this and says, we have an unstoppable play. We should keep our unstoppable play. That's it.
I just think it's... I just can't believe they're calling around the league to complain about whether or not a freaking quarterback sneak
what
is
else
gonna,
should they be doing right
just,
now?
Just put on your bootstraps a little bit. Like pull them up a little bit. You'll be all right. You're the Super Bowl champs. Like, this is so... I'm not... You guys are big dogs. And
yes.
For me, this is some little dog stuff.
It is not. You should fight to keep every single advantage you have. This is something that Bill... It was one of the reasons that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were so successful in New England.
What?
And everybody looks at it as cheating.
You want to know what they ran? A quarterback sneak.
No, but
and
here is my point. My point is that people... I believe Deflategate happened. I believe they lowered the ball because they saw a very, very slim advantage in keeping those balls deflated a very, very tiny amount.
Pause.
And what they did was... What they did was they made sure that every tiny little advantage went in their favor. I agree with you. This is not a huge thing. But
they're acting like it's a huge thing.
But the little things matter. The little things matter, and plays like this matter. And I will throw it right back in Urine Ike's face if we lose a playoff
game. They're going to be fine. They're still going to be great at running a quarterback sneak. We need to lobby the league and lobby these teams to keep this. But I just...
Yes. And in fact, if Jeffrey... Howie, if you need me to call teams, I'll call teams in lobby.
I don't know if that's going to help their case.
Question their manhood.
Yeah.
215.
You're the Super Bowl champs.
215-592-9494. I can't believe anyone would agree with you on this.
Of course they don't agree with me.
This is one of your worst positions.
Yeah. I know. I know. No one agrees with me. That's fine. I've never liked the Tush Push.
Debate days continue. We have a new non-sports debate coming up next. Actually, Chris from Middletown touched on it a little bit. And your thoughts on Jose Alvarado. How big a deal is the loss of Alvarado? 215-592-9494. Ike out today. Just me and Jack. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.